Somewhere in your files is a plan for every client's retirement. Today's question is where yours is, not the savings, the practice. There are four ways out: succession, sale, sunset, wind down. And one question decides which of them are even open to you. Do you own the practice or does the firm? By the end of this episode, you'll have the whole map plus the document almost every advisor skips that should actually come first. Ground rules. Before we start, we are not a broker dealer and this show is educational. Nothing here is individualized advice. The legal pieces today are exactly that, legal pieces, and you'll hear where your own attorney belongs in this. So, the four ways out. Internal succession. Someone inside your practice buys in over time and takes over. Outside sale. Another advisor or firm acquires what you built. Sunset program. If you're an employee advisor, your firm pays you across a wind down period for transitioning clients to colleagues. And the fourth one, the wind down. You shrink, you transition people out, you close the door. Hold on to that fourth one because it has a property the others don't. The wind down is the only exit that never needs your permission. Choose nothing and it chooses you. Now, the question that decides your menu, do you own the practice or does the firm? An owner, an RIA principal, an independent, holds the client agreements, the revenue, the entity. That's an asset. Assets can be sold, succeeded into, borrowed against. An employee advisor at a big firm holds relationships and a reputation, while the accounts and the paperwork belong to the firm. Still valuable, but it's value you can't hand to a buyer, which is why the employee menu usually comes down to the firm's sunset program or a late career move to ownership first and an exit after. That second play is real and it needs runway, years of it. Attempted 18 months from the finish line, it's a disruption dressed up as a strategy. And if that late career move is on your mind, it runs under the same rules as any transition, broker protocol between member firms, your agreements everywhere, your own attorney before anything moves. Here's the part I want you to take, even if you stop listening right now. Before succession, before sale price, before any of it, there's a document called a continuity agreement, usually a buy-sell with another advisor or firm. It forces three decisions while you can still make them. Who steps in, a counterparty your clients could actually accept. What triggers it? Death, disability, incapacity, spelled out, and how the value gets set. The mechanism agreed now with the transition terms and client notification written down instead of negotiated by your estate against a stranger. Succession is the plan for the exit you choose. Continuity is the plan for the one you don't. And the industry teaches them in the wrong order. Succession gets the conferences because it's pleasant to think about your successor, your terms, your timeline. Continuity tends to be unpleasant for about one honest stretch of work. The negotiation with your counterparty is the real friction. And then it's done. A practice with a gorgeous 10-year succession plan and no continuity agreement is one diagnosis away from the wind down anyway. Clients get a form letter and a stranger. The value you built transfers for free to whoever happens to pick up the phone. One more thing about the exits you do choose. Whichever path, successor, sale, sunset, the thing being transferred isn't revenue. It's trust. And trust moves at the speed of client review cycles, not paperwork. A successor your clients have known for 2 years tends to keep them. A name on a letter tends not to. That's why every version of this done well starts years out. Not because the documents take years, but because the introductions do. The sunset programs know this too. They pay on retention, which means a careless handoff quietly pays you less than the brochure said. Read those program terms the way you'd read an outside offer, because that's what it is, a deal with a lock-in period, conduct rules, and a price on how well you hand your life's work to the next person. I put together a free succession decision path, the four exits, the ownership question, and where continuity fits on one page. It's at advisorgrowthlab.com, along with the 2-minute assessment that shows you which exits are realistically open from where you stand. And if what you actually need is help finding the right home for the next chapter, that's the other thing we do. Same website. For the record, one more time, we're not a broker dealer. This is education, not individualized advice. The agreements and the tax character of any deal are conversations for your own attorney and tax professional. So this week, one honest hour, pull whatever passes for your plan right now. If there's no continuity agreement in it, that's the first move, because everything else you plan assumes you'll be there to run it. Your clients got that discipline from you for 30 years. The practice deserves one afternoon of it. See you on the next one.